Now we got a message that we have viewers in Nevada. Nevada. In Vegas. People are watching our YouTube in Vegas.
Ching!
And Reno.
Ching! Casino.
Casino.
Outside of the casino, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Today there is that shiur of Rav Shalom for over 10,000 people in South Africa. Rav Shalom asked to pray on him that shiur is going to succeed, going to be wonderful. So everyone that can mention Harav in the Tfilot once in a while, you know, also to pray on Harav. Inside all of the important things that we're doing all day long, also. I remember once I was thinking to myself that all of my tikkun, all of my faith, all of my combai, the education of my children, everything that I have, my 1 hour is Buddha Dut. Like that Rav Shalom said last week, 2 weeks ago, he said that people that didn't have no life in this world and no entrance to the world to come also. So the rabbi came, the tzaddik, the righteous man came and took them out and gave them life in this world and life in the world to come. So I asked myself in my Bodhidut, so if everything depends in him so much and you know it, so why are you not praying that you're going to succeed? Because if you're going to succeed, you're also going to do tshuva. If you're going to succeed, your success never brought you to the tshuva. His success actually brought you to the tshuva. So you should pray on him that he's going to succeed. His success is to make souls, to make spirits, to make nefeshot. Nefesh asher asu b'charan. So, Baruch Hashem, we are in Torah, Lamed Gimel 33, and we're dedicating our wonderful shiur to the success of our Rav. Shalom and Yana. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we are in the fourth paragraph. V'zeh yadua, and it's known that the Torah, Hainu Hamidot, means the measurements and also the attributes, like we learned last week. Hainu Hayamim means the days, like we said before last week. The days of the men, and they're receiving their mark, their tziyun, according what?
The grade,
according to your way of thinking. It can be a wonderful day for you, and it can be a horrible day for you. It's all depending on you and how you look at things. This is why Rabbeinu is again connecting the attributes and the days. Shora b'hem ahavato yitbarach shmo. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside the days, in all of the days, in the worst days of them all. You can see something beautiful. You can see something amazing. You can see the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside the worst day of them all. And especially, everyone can see that. Even someone that doesn't really want to serve Hashem can see that. He can see good things, grace, kindness in the days. He can do, he can see. But especially for someone that his heart is dedicated to Avodat Hashem, he for sure going to see a lot easier because he's looking for Hashem Yitbarach. He's hoping to see Hashem. He's expecting to Hashem Yitbarach. Every moment he's looking and waiting. And for sure you're going to find the love of Hashem Yitbarach Shmo. Kemo shekatuv bazohar hakadosh, like that it's written in the Holy Zohar, Yomam yetzaveh Hashem chasdo, that Hashem is commanding his kindness daily, in every day to come. Shehachesed, that the kindness, haynu ha'ahava, means the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written in Yirmiyah, Ahavat olam ahavtich, internal love, I love you, Hashem is saying to Am Yisrael, al ken meshachtich chased v'chulei. This is why I pull kindness on you. The kindness depends in the love. Hashem loves Am Yisrael so much, so He's kind, He's pulling kindness on them. And this is a day, the kindness is a day that goes with all other days. Hainu Hamidot means the measurements, means the attributes. Means that if you just understand that Hashem Yitbarach is all good, 100% good, it will follow you wherever you're going to go to. In every situation, in the hardest times of them all, you're going to see that Hashem is just taking you closer and closer to Him.
for righteous people, when someone is rebuking them, if his wife is screaming at him or someone else is doing I don't know what to him and rebukes him, for him it's like that he's getting rid of his body, of his physical aspect. He becomes to be more spiritual. In every suffering that he's got, he's just growing in the Avodat Hashem. Actually, all of those rebukes just push away, reject the husks and the bad attributes that he's got. And he's just taking that rebuke with love. And he accepts it. And he's doing more tshuva. And he's full with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for rebuking me. And he sees the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that rebuke. Ki et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. Because Hashem rebukes only the ones that he loves. This is how you can show your love to your son, because you care about him. If you just bought him in 1,000 shekels bicycles, and this is it, when he comes from school at 1, at 3, you give him the bike and another 15 shekels, or I don't know, 50 shekels that he's going to go and going to hold on in life, go to the supermarket, buy something, steal something, whatever that you like the most, so it's okay. You don't really like your son. If you like your son, so you educate him, and if you see that he's going away, chas v'shalom, from the right path, so you rebuke him and you bring him back to the path. And this is even, look, we have the biggest, the best example of them all. This is our rabbi. He is Chut Shel Chesed. This is Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, string of kindness. And he is all kindness. And if you're going to listen to his shiurim, he is the biggest rebuker of the generation. I've never heard someone that rebukes his students like him. But he knows how to do it. He's doing it with a smile. He's doing it with a smile. And he doesn't hurt. And this is it, and you accept it, because you see that it comes out from the heart. So you have the ability to accept it. And you love him, and you accept it, and you get strength and power to work on your midot, on your attributes, because of that rebuke. That rebuke that comes from a worthy rebuker, this is something that we can accept. This is something that takes us to do tshuva. But if Chas v'Shalom is saying, no hope with them, this is it, I'm going to take care of myself for now, it means that he doesn't love us Chas v'Shalom anymore. The rebuke and all of the insultings in life that we have, and each and every one of us have amounts of them, tons of them. They're coming, Baruch Hashem, in legions they're coming. One wave after the other, rebukes, one time in the morning, one time in the noon, one time on the prayers, one time on the Torah, one time on your ta'avot, lusts and desires, one time from the wife, from the children, from yourself that you're so lazy. Every time from a different angle, Hashem Yitbarach is talking to you. Why? Because He wants to bring you to focus in the purpose, in the tachlit. That you're going to have a complete faith. That you're going to see that Hashem loves you the most. In the city that Rav Shalom made for children, I told you that once, he's talking about Avraham Avinu, that his father was rebuking him, Terach was rebuking him, and rebuking him, and rebuking him. And Avraham Avinu is asking himself over there in that city that Rav wrote, for the children, one of the Avrechim told me that there is one city that makes him cry all of the time, Little Nachman. Mm-hmm. This is the city of Rav that opens his heart the most. So all the children until 120. Mm-hmm. So over there, Avraham Avinu is asking himself, he's asking, why my father is rebuking me so much on Kibud Av, that I'm not honoring him enough. I'm doing my best. I'm doing whatever I can, and Hashem wanted that glass to be broken, and Hashem wanted me to fail, so why my father is rebuking me? And then he said, there is no father, there is only Hashem Yitbarach. I need to remember that all of those rebukes are coming from Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem wants me to know the importance of mitzvah kibud av va'em. This is a real point of view. Even if someone is rebuking you on something that you feel that you've done your best, what can I do more than to do my half an hour tefillot on that, and I'm doing my ishtadlut, I'm guarding my eyes, and still Hashem is rebuking you, just to, because that He believes in you, because He's still got hope from you, because of that, and He's got hope from you, and He wants you to work on yourself, and He wants you to understand the importance of that mitzvah, to run to keep that mitzvah, not to walk. All right, you're walking, it's all great. On the straight path, on the right path, wonderful. You're doing everything good, but not fast enough. One of the tzaddikim said that the reason that we don't know the sechar mitzvot, the reward on all of the mitzvot, is because that if we would know only the reward on one mitzvah, the smallest mitzvah of them all, when we would see that light of that huge mitzvah that we just kept, that this is our reward that we're supposed to receive gain in the reward in the world to come, because of the greatness of that reward, the satisfaction that we would fill all of our vessels, and we would be totally satisfied, and we wouldn't run to do no other mitzvah. Because we would see the light of that reward. This is it. This is what that we're going to receive. It's so huge. It's so amazing. It's so beautiful. And this is it. And you would be satisfied. You will not going to run to achieve more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to achieve thousands and thousands of times more. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted עם ישראל to have the merit to achieve enormous things in the world to come. That you're going to have, each and every one of us going to have Shai Olamot, 310 worlds. That you're going to be an aspect of the leader of the Creator on those worlds. That you're going to be able to be like the Creator. To observe and to take care on all of the needs and all of, to answer to all of the prayers of every people, every animals even. To take care of all of the flowers and all of the, on the weather, on everything that people needs, to build houses, to make the water flow and to make the rain comes and the summer and to grow all of the flowers. All of those satisfactions, can you imagine to yourself what it means to be the Creator? How much beauty you can see and how much life and how much kindness. It's a huge merit to have. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to inherit each and every one of us 310 worlds. Worlds, it's amazing. To each and every one of us. They're just going to be innocent, just going to be tamim, simple. Just going to listen to the voice of Chachamim saying to you, you need to do tshuva. Do tshuva, what do you care? No, today you need to be a righteous man, the leader of the generation. Why? Why can't you be happy? Why can't you be happy in the place that you are? Every day. Why? I wasn't in Shachrit in Minyan. I wasn't in Mincha. I wasn't doing this. My Shait Bodedut, it wasn't right. And my wife, she's stopping me, she's calling me. And my children, they're talking while I'm learning. I don't know. Who are you? You lost your connection to the Creator. This moment, you lost your connection to the Creator, that He creates your reality. That He's your children, that He's your wife, that He's your paycheck, that He's your boss, that He's your friends. That He's the Torah, Kudsha Berichu, and the Torah, the Oraita, and Am Yisrael, Kul Achad. You know that your wife, she is Am Yisrael, or that you forgot that. You know that your children, they're also Jewish, or that you forgot that. If they're all Jewish, so they're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. He's one in heaven, He's one in this world. We need to commit ourselves to Him, to have a complete faith. And this is kindergarten. This is before of Kita Aleph, before of first grade, you come to this class. First few years, like Rav Shalom said, first of all, we're going to work on happiness. First of all, we're going to work on faith. When you're going to have complete happiness, complete faith, then you can move to the next step. Then you can also be a learner, can finish Shas, can do whatever, all of those great things. First of all, not to be cholek, not to argue with Borei Olam. Every time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something in your life and you fall to sadness, to depression, because of that, you are cholek al Hashem Yitbarach. You disagree with Hashem. You're arguing with Hashem Yitbarach. If you're sad, you're arguing with Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is all good, you should be all happy. 100% happy. And in the difficulties, this understanding, like we said, this is kindness that goes with you in all of your life, in all of your days. You're taking that and you're purifying your days with those thoughts that it's all from Hashem Yitbarach. And even if you fell, so what? David HaMelech fell. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. 7 times the righteous man is falling. No one said that it's 7 times in a lifetime. It can be 7 times in a day. It can be 7 times in an hour. Rabbeinu said that he was making a new start thousands of times, and even few times in the same day. Start again to attach yourself to Hashem Yisbarach. Start again to attach yourself to Hashem Yisbarach. And when Rabbeinu is telling that on himself, when Rabbeinu said that one time he decided that he will not gonna fall anymore, and from now on he's gonna just hold himself to Hashem Yisbarach, he wrote what it means to hold himself close to Hashem Yisbarach and never to let go. He said, from deciding to come back to Hashem Yisbarach, not from not falling. Not to drop the wheel to climb again to Hashem Yisbarach. This was his conclusion. That's what he decided on to take on himself. Not never to fall. It's not in your hands. Rabbeinu is writing, sometimes from heaven they're pushing the man from Avodat Hashem. Sometimes they need to test you on something. There is something that you haven't accomplished in the last lifetime, in a different lifetime. And you need to fix it. And for that you need to crawl. You need to have to look for your parnasah with your hands. You need to fall into the mud. Rabbeinu one time in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, inside of Rosh Hashanah, he fell. He slipped and he fell to the mud, and his white kittel been filthy,
soiled
from the mud over there. And Rabbeinu then in the shiur said, sometimes to honor Hashem Yitbarach, you have to throw yourself to the mud. You need to throw yourself to the mud, not to fall. No. The righteous people, they know how to go down. David HaMelech, he took that sin on himself. He wanted to keep the words of Hashem Yitbarach. He asked Hashem Yitbarach. He told Hashem, I want to make a mesirut nefesh for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but you will not going to make it. David HaMelech asked, please, Ribono Shel Olam, test me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but if you will not going to stand in that. And he said, but I will, please test me. And then Hashem told him, all right. And then David HaMelech looked and thought to himself, wait, Hashem told me that I'm not going to make it. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand and not to fail. But Hashem told me that I'm not going to make it. So I have to fail. And this is how he sinned. This is how he failed. He failed himself because Hashem told him, you're not going to make it. And he wanted to keep the words of Hashem. And he failed. A man can do those things to himself not by going to sin in Avera. Rabotenu told us that David HaMelech never done no action, no physical act. Just all was in his thoughts. The Torah, it rebukes him. The Torah is rebuking him. So she's writing in such a way. But actually, Lemaise, each and every one of us, if you're going to be wise enough, he's going to take himself down in the field. You don't have to wait until Hashem is going to push you on the floor, on the ground, that you're going to be so ashamed and insulted, and then the righteous man is going to have to drag you and to bring you back to the yeshiva. A wise man is going to go to the field and going to humiliate himself in the field. Going to do tshuva, going to remind himself where he came from and what he's up to and what he's doing and what his body is screaming all of the time. Lust, desires, honor, sleep, food. And on and on and on. Yes, 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 I'm with you, Eliyahu, don't worry. If you're taking yourself to the field and you humiliate yourself over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to humiliate you outside. When you're judging yourself, Hashem doesn't have no reason to judge you again. If you've been already judged, this is it. After that you've done tshuva, this is it. No one wants to rebuke you. It's not a satisfaction to rebuke someone else. It's because of lack of choice. So if you rebuke yourself, and if you're taking yourself down, and you're doing tshuva, complete tshuva, you're going to have a sweet, 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 sweet life. Sweet life. Life of satisfaction. You're going to feel Kedusha. You're going to feel holiness. You're going to feel close to Hashem. Because Hashem wants you to be close to Him. This is why He's rebuking you to push away all of those husks, all of those walls, all of those curtains that separate between you. Hashem wants us close to Him. This is why He's doing all of what that He's doing for thousands of years. This is why He haven't brought Mashiach yet. Mashiach is standing in the entrance and Sadiqim are stopping him from coming. Don't let him pass. Don't let him go. Like Rav Shalom said, I'm stopping Mashiach from coming. He can wait, he said. People are doing tshuva. He can wait. People are doing tshuva. It's more important. It's a king of us. We need to honor him. But all right. Like that all of the righteous people in all of the generations were suffering and still are suffering for us. So also Mashiach is sacrificing himself. This is the answer. Also Mashiach is not serving himself, he's serving Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he needs to serve Hashem, how he realized that? He saw how much Hashem loves Am Israel. He realized because of that, that Hashem loves them so much and they're so important. This is how he went and ran to serve them and to help Am Israel and to provide them everything that they needed. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the reality. Hashem loves Am Israel. Am Israel are not able to serve Hashem Yitbarach. They're too far. They fell. They're stuck in lust and desires. What's my job? Who am I? I'm nothing. There is Am Israel. Who am I? I'm nothing. There is Am Israel. So what am I going to do? I'm going to help them. I'm going to build a bridge between them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's going to convince him that he's going to love them, that he's going to wake up to save them. I'm going to wake them up to serve Hashem and to go out from all of their lusts and desires. And he's running and running and running. One time he's pleasing them, one time he's pleasing Hashem. And he sacrificed himself. So if Moshe Rabbeinu sacrificed himself, and the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Moshe da Mashiach, Moshe is the Mashiach, so the Mashiach is sacrificing himself. If people are doing tshuva, if people are coming to the yeshiva, if people are coming, us, me and you, you and me, I came to the yeshiva, so Mashiach can wait. It's too important. It's too important. If can save other people like us, like you and me, like you and me, like you and me, like you and me, like all of us, if Mashiach is, if Mashiach should wait and more people like us are going to come to do tshuva, this is the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. The honor of Hashem Yitbarach is not that righteous people are going to serve him. It's not his honor. The biggest honor of them all is when the farthest people are getting closer. When Yitro came, Kadit Yekar Shema Dekud Shabarichu, when Yitro came, then the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes to be, how do you say?
Glorified.
Those. When Yitro came, Yitro, this is a man that was worshipping all kinds of idols, that he tried it all, that he went and done everything that you can do. When he came, then the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified.
Sanctified.
You can say it 2,000 times and I will not get it.
Thank
every one of us should know that you are honoring Hashem Yitbarach when you're doing tshuva, when you're all alone in your room and you're confessing and you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem listens. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying there are three kinds of prayers: Tefillah le Moshe, Tefillah le David, and Tefillah le Ani. Tefillah to Moshe, Tefillah to David, and Tefillah to the poor man. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, from Tefillah le Moshe and from Tefillah le David, and then he hears that the Tefillah le'ani is coming, Tefillah from a poor man is coming, he's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, please move to the side. David HaMelech, please move to the other side. Everyone move away. I need to be alone with that poor man to listen to his Tefillah. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the Tefillah that came from a poor man is higher and more important than prayer to Moshe Rabbeinu and prayer to David. Who is that poor? En ani ela min adat. Poor man from wisdom, that you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know nothing. I don't know how to respect my wife. I don't know how to make my parnasa. I don't know how to learn Torah. I don't know how to do tshuva. I'm lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. I'm just coming to you to ask for help, to ask for forgiveness. This is higher than all of other tefillot. Then all of that philot of the important people that have achievements, that they succeeded in life, they're lower than your prayer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full with mercy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his love is endless. And he's going to be with everyone that calls him. And we just need to believe in that and to call him. And to change our way of thinking. Instead of thinking empty thoughts, oh, look that man, and this is it, he went. And now you're thinking, oh, this is the yeshiva, and oh, here is the bus, and here another person, oh, there are books here, and you're thinking empty thoughts. Instead of thinking empty thoughts, you should pray on everything that crossed your mind. If you saw someone, you should say, Ribono shel Olam, help him. To force yourself to pray. If you saw a train, you should think, is it your train? Please, Ribono shel Olam, help me to climb on that train, that nothing bad is going to happen to me. Take me to the yeshiva. You're going back home. Please, Ribono shel Olam, let me that train is going to immediately to pray. You're entering to the house like Rabbi Akiva. Before he came to the house, he stopped. You see your house, there is something to pray about. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought your house in front of your eyes, he wants you to do something. Oh, here is my house. This is it. This is what Hashem wants you to do. Oh, here is Harav. Oh, here is Moshe. Here is Aaron. Here is David. Here is Yosef. This is it. Ribono Olam, give them good life, help them. Oh, here is Moshe, I know that he needs to get married. Please, Ribono Olam, find him a good wife, let him get married. Oh, here is Yochanan, I know he needs to be happy. Please, Ribono Olam, let him be happy. Here, this is one, and everyone, you're praying on him. And this is how you become to be useful, and not worthless, that you're empty. Oh, I saw so many people today.
What have you done with all of that?
Rav Shalom said, when someone is reminding me a name, mentioning a name of someone, immediately it reminds me that I need to pray on him. This is what that he's doing with everyone. You hear Dror Moshe, oh Dror Moshe, Ribono shel Olam. Immediately, this is his way of thinking. What you want to do with your life? To contain pictures and information? What are you? A software? You're a computer? A hard disk? What are you? You're a Jew. A Jew is praying. A Jew is connecting, lifting, rising everything back to Hashem Yitzbarach. Please, Ribono shel Olam, please, Ribono shel Olam. On everything, praising, thank you Hashem Yitzbarach that I saw that good friend of mine. Thank you Hashem that you brought me to the yeshiva. Just always talk in your thoughts, in your heart, in your mouth. Always be connected to Hashem Yitzbarach. This is a real connection of tefillah. It's an endless connection. This is something that's going to pull you to the world to come to the highest place of them all. That you're about tefillah. The cult of the people that were praying, it's the highest cult of them all. Rabbeinu is writing that in Sipurei Maasiyot. That was the only one that was truth. The one that was chasing after wisdom, they weren't right. The ones that were chasing after health, they weren't right. The ones that chased after justice, they weren't right. Only the ones that were chasing after Hashem. How you can chase after Hashem? To pray. In the Gemara, it's written that the angel is taking the tefillot, the prayers, and is putting them as a crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're asking, but how can he do that? No one knows where is the crown of Hashem. No one knows where to lift the prayers over to. So they're saying he's making an oath, a shvua, a name. He's, how you say, mashbi'a otam.
Influences them.
Mashbia, making them swear, making them swear that tefillot, that they're gonna go to the place of the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one ever saw the place that the prayers are going to. No one. And you, as long as you're gonna pray, as much as you're gonna pray, more hours. Yesterday I made it bodedut. Outside of my house, one of the avrichim from the yeshiva, he saw me, he walked, he saw me doing it, but he screamed to me, don't do 1 hour, do 2 hours. It was more than right. No, this is the answer. What are you? No, I finished my hour. Ah, Shkoya, thank you. You're saving yourself, you're saving your own life. Oh, you finished your 1 hour. Thank you, Baruch Hashem, you can go. There is a lot of coffee shops, restaurants, you can go. You can go on the light train to the last stop and then to switch and then to take it all back again to the Tachana Sofit and then last station and then to... You can all day long, you can be confused with your ideas and your nonsense and to go from one place to the other. We can connect ourselves to Hashem. The main connection, Rabbeinu is writing, Ikar HaChibur, the connection that the man have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through tefillah. This is the main connection. This is the main connection. Is it written that Abraham Avinu was sitting and learning Torah? Is it written that Yitzchak Avinu was sitting and learning Torah? We know that it happened. Is it written on Yaakov Avinu that he was sitting and learning Torah? Where is it written? Show me the verse. But that they were praying, it's written a lot of times. And when Rav Shalom explained that what that we saw on Eliezer Eved Avraham, the slave of Avraham, that he was praying on every detail, he was praying and praying and praying. And Rav Shalom is saying, why on Avraham Avinu the Torah is not revealing all of his prayers and how that he was praying? Why on Yitzchak he doesn't return? Only as Eliezer, suddenly he was such a Baal Tefillah, even bigger than Avraham, even bigger than Yitzchak. No, Rav Shalom said the opposite. The Torah, if she's going to come to explain to you on the prayers of Avraham Avinu, you need to write a complete new book. You cannot. Thousands of books will not going to be enough. From the slave of Avraham Avinu that was praying on every detail, you're going to learn who was Avraham Avinu. That for sure his slave was far from him, thousands of miles from him. But still, he was praying on every detail. From that, you should learn who was Avraham. That he wasn't leaving Hashem Yitbarach for a moment, for a moment. For a moment in his life, screaming from the bottom of his heart, talking from the bottom of his heart, on every detail. You think you can drink a cup of water? You cannot. People been choked from water and died. You cannot do nothing without the help of Hashem Yitbarach. Nothing. You cannot learn Torah. You cannot wake up in the morning. You cannot go to sleep at night. Nothing is in our hands. And as fast as we're gonna understand it, our life gonna be sweeter and nicer and easier. Because for a man like that, that is praying on everything, he doesn't feel no sorrow, he doesn't feel no pain, he doesn't care. If you're praying on it, this is it, it solved your problem. Even the worst situation of them all. If you're taking it to the field, you don't have no problems. This is it, it's all on the back of Hashem. Like David HaMelech, everything putting, uploading on Hashem, uploading on Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, you're going to help me with this. Hashem, I'm sure that you're going to help me with that. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Oh, you haven't helped me. Hashem, you haven't helped me, but I'm sure you're going to help me from now on. And you don't care. What do you care, really? Is it your world? It's not ours. It's not belong. Nothing belongs to us. Hashem koneh hakol. Hashem buys everything. All belong to Him. And we need to cancel ourselves and to cancel ourselves as much as we can in Mesirut Nefesh. In Mesirut Nefesh. In Mesirut Nefesh. Until that we're going to be pure. Think about it. What can we achieve? You know how many poor people lives in this world? Milliards. So many people. So many people that don't have no connection to nothing. And we can purify ourselves and we can illuminate our face to others, to smile to people, to talk to them, and to convince another one. And we're saving people. And everyone that came here is like in the Noah Ark. You saved him, he's now in the Noah Ark, he's going to be saved from the flood. There's going to be a flood of epikosut, of thoughts against Hashem. Talk to people outside, you see, people cannot believe, people cannot talk, people cannot listen, people are drowning in lust and desires that just growing and swallowing them into the how you call that, marbolet?
Whirlpool.
Again?
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool?
Whirlpool.
Nice. Very good, very good.
Very good. It's nice. As a studio.
So, the boy said, this is an understanding that a man can take with him to all of his days, to make all of his days beautiful. If now for you, what makes you so angry in the house? It's a very good example. Baruch Hashem, my wife, everything is perfect with her. I'm not talking about my house, but just I'm talking for you. So, Baruch Hashem, just for you, it's a good example to talk about Shalom Bayit all of the time. So, for you, Yochanan. So actually, if your wife is rebuking you now, if she's telling you something that you're not listening to her, that you're selfish, that you don't care, let's say that, hypothetically, let's say that it happened once to someone. Alright? What's so bothering you in that situation? What hurts? The fact that you don't want it, this is what that hurts. Not really the words are like knives cutting you or I don't know what. If someone that you don't care about him at all would say the same words exactly to you, a crazy man, someone that you don't take seriously, none of his words, it wouldn't hurt you at all, you wouldn't care. Just the fact that from your wife, someone that you helped her so much, that you paid for her, that you gave her, that you support her, that you listened to her until the middle of the night yesterday and today she doesn't remember. What that hurts you actually are things that connected to you. It's your selfish will, your will, that you don't want to be rebuked now. Now you want to learn, now you want to go, now you want to give her, get a compliment and to move on. Now you want to live a quiet life, you want someone to, that they're going to leave you alone. This is what that hurts. The fact that they're changing your plans, that you're not satisfied. But if you're going to decide that you're accepting it on yourself, you will not going to suffer. If you're going to understand that it's not your wife that is rebuking you, it's Hashem, and Hashem, this is that one that you want to serve. And to receive the rebuke from him, it's something that you want to have in your life because you want him to educate you. You want him to push you to the right path. Because you know that you failed thousands of times until today. So you got to that conclusion, all of those rebukes are going to be for you a wonderful chizuk. You're going to see the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed in those words. And you're going to justify all judgments on you. And you're going to thank Hashem Yitbarach in every situation. And you will not going to feel no pain at all, at all, at all. Just you're going to feel an amazing satisfaction of purification. You're going to feel that those rebukes are pushing, rejecting away from you your husks and your desires and your lusts and your bad attributes. And that you're buying good attributes and you have more patience and more wisdom. And you can breathe, and you can help, and you can please help, and you can make him a lot happier. When you're arguing, you cannot function. When you're answering back, you cannot listen, you cannot understand what she wants to say behind all of those words that she's screaming now. What is hiding inside? What's the reason of all of that? She can scream, she can rebuke you on same thing thousands of times and you're not catching, you're not getting it. Why? Because you're rejecting it. Like Baruch told me a few months ago, that like the halakha, Rabbi Nathan is bringing that in Nikutei Halachot, to purify a vessel, in the time that he's taking out something that's been swallowed into that, if you have a pot, and now it's swallowed meat, in the time that he's rejecting, he cannot receive. In the same time, you can all reject or to receive. You cannot do the same thing, the two things in the same time. All that he's polet, takes out the meat that's swallowed inside of it. All that he's accepting meat now when you're cooking it. Means if you're putting it now in hot water, it can do one thing, or to take in what there is outside, or to take out what there is inside of it. So when you are rejecting, you cannot receive. And if she's rebuking you, you need to receive. And if you're rejecting, if you don't want to hear it, if you're closing your heart, this is why Rabbeinu is saying that Ikara Tshuva, the main part of Tshuva, Shishma Adam Bizyono, that the man going to listen to his shame, to the insultings, V'idom V'ishtok. Be quiet twice. Once in the mouth and once inside, that his heart also going to be quiet. Lo tisnai et achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. When she's rebuking you, when someone else is rebuking you, don't hate him. When you hate him, you're not accepting the rebuke. You can play like you're listening. I told you that I said that to Arav Shalom. He told me you need to receive the rebukes with love. And I told him, but Arav, I'm receiving a lot. So he told me, yes. But you need to receive it with love. You can receive, but if not with love, so you're not receiving nothing. You're playing like, but actually inside there is grudge and revenge and bad thoughts. And after it, you hate her in your heart. And then one day it's gonna reveal, come out. One day it's gonna come out. Like people that said on fights, they said that they, after they tried for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, not to say nothing, not to say no bad comment to the wives, after 2 weeks, he exploded. For 2 weeks already, I'm not saying nothing. He brought the Third World War into his house. 2 weeks. Yeah, wait. Now you're going to wait for those 2 weeks that I have to give you. Now let's see you dancing for 2 weeks. What can we do? Because Hashem loves you. because that Hashem loves you, because the one that Hashem loves him, he is rebuking him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he cursed the snake, he cursed him that he's going to have bounty, that he's going to have everything. Just don't open your mouth to pray to me. But to Adam HaRishon, he cursed him in a lot of curses of poverty. Why? That he will always going to lift his eyes to him, to keep on asking, to keep on asking. It's showing that Hashem wants you to ask, because Hashem wants to answer. All of the lackings that we have, we just need to understand that we need to transfer them, to change them to prayers. You have a lacking, it's a wonderful, beautiful vessel for humility. To pray to Hashem Yitbarach to fulfill your lackings. That Hashem is going to give you. You see that you're far from Kedusha. I told you that once one of the students came to Arav Berland and told him, I see thousands of bad eyesights every day. What I'm going to do? Rav Berland told him, instead of chasing yourself thousands of times a day on, oh, again I saw something that I wasn't allowed, make thousands of prayers every day. Say, Ribono Shel Olam, help me to guard my eyes. And then instead of thousands of sins every day, you're going to have thousands of prayers every day. And they're going to bring you somewhere. And one time I asked the Rav Shalom on a certain issue, and he told me, so do 6 hours on that. So I told him, Rav, I don't have the power. So he said, so do half an hour every day. So I told him, Rav, but you told me to do half an hour on this, and half an hour on that, and then I need to do my Itbodedut also. So it's close to 2 hours every day. Where am I going to bring another half an hour? So he said, you know what? So make it Kol Hayom Yisichati. All day long, it's my conversation. Talk with Hashem Yitbarach on it all day long. You need to have a certain amount of prayers. If you cannot bring them in one place of 6 hours, so spread them. Put them in your life, half an hour every day. You cannot do that also? So talk about it as much as you can all day long with Hashem Yitbarach. You have to talk. You have to have prayers. Prayers are the vessel to contain the Shefa, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that always goes down to this world. And the Midrash is saying, maybe in the Gemara it's also written, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down Shefa of 2,000 years to the world, to each and every one of us. Every one of us can receive in one day. If one day you're going to have the right vessels, you're going to contain 2,000 years of Shefa, of bounty. Every day is like that. When the greatness of the King of Hashem Yitbarach is being revealed, when Am Yisrael are poor and suffering and ill, chas v'shalom, and they need help and being chased by the nations, no. The greatness of Am Yisrael being revealed when there is Beit Mikdash, when all of the nations are coming to ask for help from Am Yisrael, surrendering to them, when Am Yisrael are healthy and strong and control the world with their prayers, with their tefillot, with their faith, then the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed. The beauty of Hashem Yitbarach, His greatness is being revealed. Only when Am Yisrael are succeeding. So Hashem, He wants us to succeed. So why we're falling? Because we're not putting vessels. Because if someone will want to pour you water, to give you money, if you are not going to reach your hand, if you're not going to open your wallet, not going to bring a cup, you will not going to be able to contain no bounty. No matter how much you want it and how much He wants to give you. This is the rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in this world. He created the world according to that rule. That to contain something, you have to put a vessel. And the vessel to all bounty are prayers. Ki atevotem kelin lekabelet ha-shefa. Because the words of the prayers are vessels to contain the bounty, the Shefa. If a man is cursing himself, so this is how the light is going to fall into his broken vessels. And if a man is blessing himself, and if you're blessing yourself in Shalom Bayit, the light is going to come into your Shalom Bayit. If you're blessing yourself in your tefillot on wealth, on Parnassah, the light is going to come in Parnassah. If you're praying on Tshuva, on Kedusha, on Yirat Shamayim, you're going to receive it. It's going to go into your vessels. It just depends in what you're going to pray. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina. We have a rule from the Gemara Kedosha that kol ha-ma'arich b'tfilato en tfilato chozeret mrekam. Everyone that's going to lengthen his tfilot, his prayer will not going to go back empty. He will not going to be empty-handed. But 2 years I'm already praying on that. Yes, but 25 years you were destroying the world. So first of all, your prayers are to repair, to fix all of the damages that you made. Wait one second, a little bit. And you're not praying on tshuva. You're praying on money. You're praying on your success. All right, so we're taking your tefillot. We're doing a huge favor for you, taking your tefillot. Instead of giving you now money to your broken vessels, first of all, we're fixing your vessels. We're taking it. And I heard Rav Shalom that he told it his son Yosef. Told him that Rabbeinu's God, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rav Shalom, told him, Rav, I was praying on something, and Rav Shalom told, and he asked Rav, is it okay that I prayed on that subject? So Rav Shalom told him, Rabbeinu's got a permission to take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take a prayers of someone that prayed on one issue and to replace them, to take them to be prayers for something else. Means you're praying on money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you don't need money. He's taking it and building your Shalom Bayit. He knows that you have an issue with your son and you're not praying on your son because you don't care about your son, because you care about yourself. You're lost in desires and you're too occupied to think on your son. And you're not sensitive even to feel, to sense that your son is in the trouble. And you're praying on money, on tshuva, on eyes, I don't know what. And your son has shalom in a situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu takes all of your crazy tefillot and makes something with them. Chulent with them. And make you healthy. And make your wife healthy. And make your house stable. And finally, Bezot Hashem, also you're going to have parnasah if you're just going to continue to pray. And when I was praying on an issue that I wasn't supposed to pray on, and I was praying a lot about it, and I asked, should I continue? Rav told me yes. From heaven they told me yes. In the books that I read they told me yes. Just to continue to pray. And I started to realize that I'm praying wrong, that I'm praying on the wrong thing. And they told me, keep on praying. And then I understood. Because it doesn't matter. As long as you're standing and praying, you're going to be saved. You're connecting yourself to the source of your salvations to receive it all from Hashem. From learning Gemara, from learning Torah, a man easily can fall to arrogant. From spending 6 hours in the field, you cannot be arrogant. You come back humble, always, after every itbodedut. Always you come back, nothing. Can someone be arrogant? Someone that's going to do every day 6 hours itbodedut, every day. Will someone else gonna honor him on those 6 hours in Bodedut? Even in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, Breslev Yeshiva, someone gonna respect you on doing 6 hours every day? No, let's assume that you're crazy. Even in this Yeshiva that we're talking, even I'm gonna think that you're crazy. I'm gonna think that I'm crazy if I'm gonna do 6 hours in Bodedut every day. Because this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. It makes you humble. It brings you to humility. Tefillot brings you to humility. Nothing going to change it. 5 hours every day on Shmirat Ha'inayim, 1 hour of tshuva. Crazy. First level, meshuga. This is the truth. You are a first level meshuga. You should thank Hashem Yitbarach that you're just not a regular meshuga outside. Everyone are meshugaim. Everyone are meshugaim. One time Rabbi Nathan gave a shiur, and suddenly a real crazy man came to the class and started to scream and to tell things, you should read Tehillim and this, and make a mess. And when he went, the guys that were sitting, the students of Rabbi Nathan that were sitting there were laughing that that crazy man came and went. And then Rabbi Nathan told them, the truth is that everyone are crazy. I just saw one man that was sane. That's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. One man that was normal, that was sane, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Look at us, each and every one of us. What can we do? Baalei Teshuva are coming with their total losses into the yeshiva. Everyone with his scratches, with his damages, with his failures, with chasing himself, with his lackings. One is afraid to get married, one is afraid to do tshuva, one is afraid to succeed, one is afraid to admit, one is afraid, everyone, one is afraid to talk to a Rav. This is the most craziest thing of them all, he's afraid to talk to a Rav, afraid to talk to Hashem, afraid to talk to a Rav. One is he's ashamed to go to the mikveh, one, everyone with his problems. Everyone have problems, everyone have lackings. And we're all coming here together and working on ourselves. that Rabbeinu going to purify us, like Rabbeinu said, and in Aharam Ter Mikol Akdamim, I'm a river that purifies from all stains. Rabbeinu's got that power. And if you see that something so, Baruch Hashem, is working on you, suddenly you see few things are disappearing, and Baruch Hashem, sometimes even when you see other things comes up, like we said last week, we talked about it, that a lot of times about Tshuva, in the process of Tshuva, he realized that he's sicker even than he was when he was Chiloni. Suddenly he finds himself thinking and falling to places. Said, as a Chiloni, I never would fall to those crazy places. It's not the truth. The truth is that it was hidden. Rabbeinu is saying, when there are water that are filthy, and no one is stirring them, so all of the filth go down, and up above you can see clear water, and you think that everything was clear. But when you start to work with those water to clean them, suddenly all of the filth comes out. So now that filth is just filth that you were not aware to it. And the fact that you see that, this is the beginning of the solution. Now you can deal with it, now can you take it out. None of us, we don't know the real source of our avonot. How much kfirot we have, how much bad thoughts we have, how much lust and desires, crazy ones. Only if Hashem is pushing the man, mamash, to the corner, to danger of death, then a man is realizing exactly, mamash, what's his level. Then he starts to curse Hashem, and to hate Hashem, and to blame Hashem. When everything is good, when he's got money, he's got all of his lust and desires, so the bear is asleep. And he feels like he's got good midot, good attributes, he's calm, he's relaxed. Before that he's getting married, he thinks everything is good, I'm polite, I'm nice man. And when they're starting to rebuking and to things of that belongs to him start to disappear, then the monkey jumps out from the head. And then you see a gorilla running in the house. They say gorilla, gorilla? Gorilla. But the truth is that it was all from before, from the beginning. The fact that we came to this world not in the biggest purity of them all and fell to all of the places that we fell brings results. So bottom line, just to accept it all with love, to keep on doing tshuva, to pray that Hashem is going to save us all. Thank you very much.